This is a part of the show where we devote it to setting the bar stories, which are stories that, you know, are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Yeah, like if you can make it through the day without this happening, then you're doing okay, right?
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing firewood from a local business, you're doing okay.
Don't do that. It's not yours.
Yeah, theft is theft.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it. Or even if it's in Canada.
Even in Canada.
That's right. This Alberta business there noticed firewood was going missing.
Oh.
And so they checked the cameras, got the police involved, and discovered...
We try to have a little bit of fun with things when we can. You know, obviously there's a lot of sad things with police work. And so when something, you know, interesting and fun like this happens, we try to make note of it too.
Wait, interesting and fun with stolen firewood?
I'm confused.
If you're around Hannah, you don't see a lot of trees, so I would imagine maybe there was a shortage and maybe he wanted to pick up some firewood.
Yeah, it's a beaver.
Oh, okay.
It's a beaver.
Are we directing this at the beaver community?
To our beaver friends who may be listening.
Okay. To be fair, though, they don't have money to buy things, so they do have to resort to stealing.
You know what? In the beaver's mind, they're probably like, this is mine anyways.
Right, they're sacking this up for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't put a sign that says, no, Mr. Beaver, this is not for you. So how is he supposed to know?
So no word on whether the beaver learned anything.
No,
however,
he's going to keep doing it.
The beaver was captured and safely removed from the business.
Okay, so he's
they
just
did
been
catch
relocated.
Him. Yeah, they did catch him red-handed.
Well, at least we've got resolution. They caught the perp.
They did. It was a beaver.
And he's probably going to make his way back.
He probably will.
Because they have wood.
Beavers are going to beaver.
Beavers are going to beaver. You can put them in a different place, but they're going to find a way to keep beavering.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
that's
again.
Really a triumphant story when you think about it. Because he's going to go on
keep
beavering.
That's right.
He's not getting arrested?
He doesn't understand.
Right.
He just got a fancy ride in a fancy car.
Right.
And then he got dropped off somewhere and he's going to continue beavering.
That's great. He got actually a free location, relocation package.
So, again, this is for the other maybe beavers in the listening area.
This is a stretch.
I know. Sometimes it is a stretch, Kelly.
I mean, you throw that shade at me a lot with the feel-good lane. This is going to be a little bit of a stretch.
I will accept.
The setting the bar.
I will accept that.
Because we're shaming a beaver for stealing firewood.
It's a very narrow
It is a narrow
niche. It's
yeah.
a niche.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
but still stealing is bad. The overall message?
Yes.
Good.
Right. Thank you.
That you can apply that.
Thank you.
To everybody.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing firewood that's not yours.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay.
Mr. Beaver.
That's your side of the bar story.